the question is, how do I bridge, you know, the, like, how do I open the access to just allow myself to be in that presence when I don't allow my presence, I don't like my presence in the moment because of things I feel responsible for. That regardless of the guilt of the ego to just crush me down, like, you know, things where I'm responsible that are teaching me things that I can still grow on. But in the moment, I feel like, oh, let me just escape from it and go up to bliss and just leave this hell I caused down here waiting for me when I come back or what. You know what I mean?
Yes. What the ego is doing, it's projecting itself onto your being and it's trying to solve the problem of you judging other people. It's still a thought, if you have noticed. And you can notice this through observation, through meditation, that it's still a thought that leads the show. It is that guilt. Oh, how can I just be in bliss when I've caused so much suffering, like to these people? That you've said to these people what you did, and it hurt them. They're not talking to you or want to communicate with you. And ego is using that to blame you and projecting that onto your presence, saying, you cannot be in bliss. Well, this is happening. We have to solve this. So it's creating another problem. And it's trying to come up with the ways of how to solve it. And it might suggest, oh, if you do this, or if you do that, the problem will get solved. So you keep on pushing at them, and it creates even more problems. Because ego has suggested, of course, some idea that will prolong the problem. And you will notice the what it's doing exactly as you observe within yourself, your being. You can hear the thoughts. They're not trying to be friendly or complimentary or just say, hey, why don't we just leave them alone if they want to be left alone? And let's go inside and just be like in peace, and then I'm going to come out, I'm going to be in that peace, so when they're ready to talk, I will talk with them in a gentle voice and we'll resolve this. Chances are it's projecting all kinds of different ideas. The longer you are in peace, or in your beingness, the more calm you're going to be. The more calm you are, the better you're going to be dealing with, calmly, with the outside world. Of course, sometimes the circumstances around that ego presents are just too prone to your reaction. You just react. But after you have reacted within, because you reacted with anger within, ego has reacted and you have associated yourself with that. Just pull yourself back towards your being. That's why there's a practice. Ego hates this. It does not like the practice. It does not like removing attention from itself, your attention. He wants you to, you know, listen to it. So, you have a choice. You're going to continue listening to it or not. Practice of going inwards towards your being helps disassociate with the thoughts. And over the long run, completely remove them. But for that, it takes time. And if you want to solve this in 5 minutes, good luck with that. Practice, practice, practice. Until you have established yourself in it. And you can with ease look at the thoughts without getting involved in them as fast. It will be almost like a joke to you. How can the mind propose such ridiculous ideas about other people, about your own self? But right now, while you're in it, it all seems really real. The whole conflict and drama. Do not be concerned with the future. It's already taken care of. Your future arises out of this moment in your beingness, in it. Be the future now by existing in your beingness now. Isn't the future unfolding just as I'm talking right now? And we already are in the next moment. They're just passing by. They're being taken care of. You just have to wait for them to fall into your lap. Literally. Let God express this to you.